Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad, Diva Squad, Diva Squad, Diva Squad, Diva Squad,
and on Wednesday, I listen to GQ Palace Radio with the Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about our love thing. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Buddy Baby.
Buddy Baby. Buddy Baby. Baby, baby.
Hey, hey, it's Selena. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad on Palace Radio. Love Fantasy is Buddy Baby.
The Diva Squad. Squad. Squad.
I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio.
I'm coming out, coming out with my girlfriend. Good evening, good evening, and welcome back to another episode of GQ Palace Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. I'm Storm. I believe you have Ray Queen, and we still have Miss Mobetta in the building.
Yes.
Hello, hello, hello.
Oh,
I'm so
God.
Excited I can scream.
I know. I'm trying not to.
Yes, look, my body's looking like Kermit the Frog. Like,
hello.
The Diva Squad is in the building. What's goody?
Yes,
listen, it's been a long time coming for us divas. Y'all have no idea of, you know, the stuff that we just endured and to get back to where we just love being, you know what I mean? So welcome back, everybody. Welcome.
Thank you.
Diva Squad and Rich Money. Oh, my God, it's just, you know. Y'all know once we get into this realm that we just, you know, we're in a whole different area, you know.
That's right.
So, yes, how's everybody doing, though, in these trying times that we're having?
I'm okay.
I'm doing all right.
No, I'm doing okay. You know, I would like to say I'm thankful. You know, that, you know, I was able to wake up this morning, you know, with the work of God, of course. And I'm just happy to be back with you guys. You know, during this COVID-19 is extremely stressful, you know, but I couldn't ask for a better team, you know. So I'm excited to be here with you guys tonight. Ready to get this up and rolling and back in full force. It's long overdue.
Yes.
You know, so
yes,
definitely happy to be back.
Amen. Amen.
We're going to be on here acting like a bunch of kids tonight, y'all. Y'all must forgive us. No judgment zone tonight.
No judgment zone.
You know, we done. It's just been a long time, and we just happy to be back in the building and chopping it up with our folks. And I think this is a time where we really need each other. It's not, you know, big you, little me, nothing. We really need each other. So, you know,
I have a question. Are you ladies at home, or are you ladies essential workers out there in the community? What's going on with you ladies?
I'm home. My job's closed.
I am at work. I'm off right now, you know, but I'm still at work. I'm considered an essential worker without essential pay, but I'm an essential worker. You know, and of course, that's one of them things, you know, I figured tonight we're definitely going to discuss, you know, with everything going on, because I'm trying to figure out who's going to pass that bill, you know, saying that we get more money being essential workers. Not just for myself, but as far as, you know, for other people as well, hospitals, nursing homes, fire departments, police, you know, you name it. You know, there's a lot of grocery stores. You know, there's a lot of people out there that's in the front line. And, you know, don't get me wrong. You know, I'm pro everybody get their money. You know, you'll make your $1,000, let's just say a week or whatever. But I'm just saying, what's up for the people that's out there in the storm every day? We don't get nothing.
Right. Now, listen, there are some people that are getting that pay for being an essential worker.
Where's that?
Yes.
They're trying to get them $25,000 more. They're trying to get them 25 grand. So little bit of money. I mean, big money to the essential workers. So I don't know how it's judged or...
There are so many of us, I don't know
how they determine who gets what.
If your business didn't close, you're an essential worker. If your business closed, you sit home for them 4 months, and you collect that $1,000, and you enjoy yourself staying at home. You know, but you get that money.
Yeah,
you know, my thing.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get that $25,000 though, because I'm just saying.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm up.
Absolutely.
You know, going in the storm. I want to know. You know, I want to know. And you know, business owners, you know, they're not saying, you know, oh, okay, yeah, there's a there's, you know, they're trying to pass a bill where the essential workers get more money. I'm just saying, you know, I want to make sure that the people
don't get me wrong,
you know, the people putting signs up and stuff like that, and that's in the hospitals, nursing homes, group homes, you know, you name it, the grocery stores out there making sure everything stocks up and everything for people. Can they get some more money? Can they get some more money? Because you're paying them, $13, $14 an hour? And you still expect them to come to work on a daily basis and make sure that everything stops.
You got people getting even less than that. You got people getting paid less than that, like $11, $12 an hour. Like, come on now. Like, stop it. But I was just saying, I still need, I need answers. You understand what I'm saying? Okay, y'all know who the man was who created this. Let's lay the whole story on the line. You understand that? Because trust me, he's not going to make something that this detrimental without having a cure, without having a resolution. He's, because he had to protect himself before anybody. You understand what I'm saying? So I just need answers. It's too many people dying at an alarming rate. And now I'm mad. You understand? I'm mad now because y'all know what it is. When I say y'all, I'm speaking of where it started as far as the government goes and stuff like that. Y'all know what it is.
Right.
But they want to play
chess. So how come
they
you're
playing
not...
chess with our lives.
Pretty much. Pretty much. Well, and that's what they are, because I read this. Somebody sent me this message, and it was this guy who was saying that back in, I think, 2010, one of them, where they actually, you know, you have to put your paperwork in to get numbers, you know, when you're trying to, you know, have like a virus or you're trying to, you know, do research on something. And he put the numbers in for this virus, the COVID-19, got his numbers. They was testing it and everything all the way up until 2012, 13, you know. So it's been around for a very long time.
Around.
So
Absolutely.
My thing
Absolutely.
Is.
The COVID? Yes. Corona,
yes,
the coronavirus.
It's been around
for a long time. I believe it.
Listen.
Yes, it's been on the cans. They've been putting it on the cans.
I believe it. Listen, because before they were testing in the facilities around, when did it first start with China before it like spread here? Like January?
December, January.
December, January. Okay. So the end of January, beginning of February-ish, somewhere around February, I went to get, I had broken a bone in the tip of my finger. So I went to the walk-in clinic around the corner from
Urgent Care.
Right? And I saw an old coworker who works in a hospital, and she was being seen for something. She said they can't diagnose her with pneumonia. They can't say she got the flu. They can't say she has a cold or whatever, but she's having trouble breathing. She doesn't know what it is. They put her out of work, nothing, you know. But this was before they were testing here, before they were testing majorly here for corona.
Right.
Okay, so I had given this lady a hug. I had said hello to her. She breathed all in my face, whatever. Immediately, within the next day or two, I fell ill. So went back. Yeah, now I have asthma. I have vitamin D deficiency. I have hypothyroidism. I've got a couple of issues going on, you know, but I've had pneumonia in the past. I've had bronchitis in the past. I've had all this stuff. I came down with the exact same symptoms that they say these people with corona have. And I've never felt this before in my life. I had trouble breathing. I had a fever for 1 or 2 days. It was 2 weeks before I felt better. I then went back to the clinic, was tested for strep throat and pneumonia and the flu.
Yep.
Now, they gave me prednisone and antibiotics. Now, I already take, excuse me, a high dose of vitamin C and all sorts of vitamins when I feel myself getting ill. So I did that along with these medications. Within 2.5 weeks, I was back to work and feeling better. But trust me, I believe I had the coronavirus. I really
believe it too. I believe
heart,
I had
mind,
it too.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Me
yeah.
too.
And
because
what they label it, upper respiratory infection?
Oh,
yeah.
So that's what they labeled
yeah.
it, an upper respiratory
yep.
infection.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
But the thing
but that's
is,
what they
taking,
call it.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what I was taking
never,
antibiotics
never.
Anyway. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
never in my life
because
this bad.
It's been here before it actually started surfacing. It
I
was
believe
already
it.
Here.
I believe it.
It was already
yes,
here.
I believe
okay,
it.
Okay, but
it was already
all right,
here.
But what about this? What about Donald Trump mentioned it in what, December or January?
Mm-hmm.
He said it was under control.
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all see that ad? He
yeah.
mentioned it.
Yeah.
So he knew about it.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it was under control.
He knew.
It wasn't that big of
he
a deal.
He knew back in
you know.
October. He knew back
it was
in October.
Under control, all right. You mean in control. They were controlling.
Yeah.
Somebody was controlling. Something I believe in my heart, mind.
Body
like
I said, they're using
something.
Us as pawns. And now
mm-hmm.
now it's where the anger is getting ready to start with people. You understand what I'm saying? So that's why
yes.
they're saying the peak. And the peak ain't the people being sick. Now it's people angry because y'all not coming up with any kind of solutions. And not only that, people are pissing me off too, not doing social distancing. I mean, you go to the grocery store, the parking lot is full of people. The parking lot's full,
mm-hmm.
cars full.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? So that I don't even think that's the solution because beforehand, y'all were saying that it's not airborne. But there's no way that all of these
yeah.
people are touching people. You understand what I'm saying? It ain't that much
yeah.
that much together in this world. So
mm-hmm.
No, it's just not enough. They're not coming up with enough answers.
Excuse me.
Yeah. Enough answers for me.
And
now it's becoming
stores,
frustrating.
Certain stores are
five
still
people,
open.
Lost five people in
Walmart,
1 week. This is not
Walmart,
normal.
It's crazy. So sad to hear. So many people close to
yeah,
us.
That's
people
crazy,
that know,
Angie.
People that you know.
Yeah, that. But
oh
you know what?
Gosh.
But I'm gonna tell
so
you when we go on social media every day, it's like you see somebody pass. And I know Miss Nobetta.
Yeah. Yep.
You know,
yeah.
you were explaining how you lost, you know, like four or five people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Four
mm-hmm.
or five people yet to the coronavirus. And
yep.
my mm-hmm. thing is it's great. This right here is like when I feel personally, I'll say that. No, and I think me and Rich were talking about it, and we were saying how a lot of people weren't taking it seriously until it affects
That's
you,
right.
you know.
That's
and once
fact.
It affects
yeah.
you, then you're like, oh man, you know, it hit home now. No, it should have
mm-hmm.
hit home when they initially
and they
came out and said, stay home,
mm-hmm.
you know, this is serious.
Mm-hmm.
It should have hit home.
Mm-hmm.
But now
yep.
it's really hit home when it starts to affect you and your family and everything that's going
mm-hmm.
around.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
so I definitely
mm-hmm.
want to say, you know, my condolences to, you know, Miss Nobetta and Miss
mm-hmm.
Racine.
Thank you.
Anybody who has
mm-hmm.
lost somebody affected
mm-hmm.
to this COVID virus or just lost somebody
yes.
in general
yes.
during this pandemic
yeah.
that we got going on. You know, I
yep.
pray for you guys, you know, all the time, you know, and I pray that God continues to cover you and cover your family and just know
mm-hmm.
that, you know, I personally believe it's going to get better, you know, but as we all know, as the good book says, it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Before
it's not
it
just
better,
gonna
not
be better. Right. It's going to
yeah,
get worse.
It's
first.
Not
going to
snap
and,
its finger and it'll go away.
Right.
Yeah.
It's going to get worse
yeah.
first. But my thing is we as people, we can help stop it from getting as worse by
right,
doing
right,
the social
right,
distancing.
Right.
Stay home.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? We can help. We can help this if we do our part. But everybody has
we,
to
yep.
do their part.
We need everybody
you know?
To mm-hmm. kick in. That's fact. That's a
mm-hmm.
fact.
Right, and people
everybody,
are not.
Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Everybody
wow.
has to pitch in and do their part. That's a fact, Storm. Because
mm-hmm.
you know you got people like. Should nobody be getting arrested right now? You understand what I'm saying? Should nobody, for real, no, it shouldn't be no arrest right now. But there is.
Exactly.
That's because you got people, and mainly in New York. A lot of it is in New York. I can't speak for any other area because I don't watch their news, and I don't know what
uh-huh.
they got going on. But, you know, in New York, they were going around taking down the basketball hoops and stuff because people are still in large numbers out there.
What?
You know what I'm saying? So it's not like one or two people out there complaining or doing whatever. You're talking about the people still out here. Like, what is wrong with y'all? Do y'all not take this serious?
I was on my way home.
Cops are scared.
But let me tell you, I was on my way home the other day from work, and I was coming down Great Neck Road. And when I tell you, Bolden Mack Park, which is a big park out in Amityville, that park was, the basketball court was full with people. When I say full, I mean no shirts on, playing basketball, like we don't have a pandemic going on. I'm dead serious.
Oh, my God.
It was out the first day the temperature hit that, like, 66 or whatever it was it hit. They were out there playing basketball like it was no one's business, you know. And I came home, and I'm like, you know what? I'm like, this right here, people are not taking it serious. Anybody that
They're
you could have been playing basketball with, you're not 6 feet away. You know, you sweating all up on the other person playing basketball. I get it. I get it. You want your cardio, but, I mean, damn. Like,
you're
not following what's going on?
Yeah, you can play basketball by yourself.
It was
you can
packed.
Play basketball
when
I tell
you by yourself.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's,
oh, my God.
It's
it
just
was
crazy.
So
but like I said, now I need answers. We need answers because, you know.
Well, I'm sorry, Miss Mobetta.
Like I said,
you're
not
about to get none.
I know.
But I'm gonna keep it real with you. You're not about to get no answers because honestly, I believe
know.
That if they were gonna give us answers, we wouldn't have lost all those people already. If they were quick to give us solutions
already,
come on.
China already up and running. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't notice that they were. They had somebody spraying the streets or something. Some people spraying the streets.
They,
I don't know
you
what
seen
it was.
That? They had trucks
in China.
Yeah.
They had trucks washing the streets, everything. Sidewalks, they spraying the outside buildings, everything. I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
And,
But are we going to do it in New York? Probably not.
No.
I remember two weeks ago, I was about to go into work. And the guy was like, oh, I thought I was going to have to call you and tell you that the business closed down. And I was like, oh, yeah, what happened now? You know, not to mention we started with like 50 drivers. We went down to 25 and now we got 13. But that's besides the point. You know, people are leaving. You know, people are leaving the company due to what's going on. And we transport patients, you know, to their appointments and stuff. You know, and some of these patients are sick, you know, that we're transporting. So my thing is, at the end of the day, if when he said, oh, I was going to call you, I'm like, okay, call me and say what? He said originally there was a statement that came out that, like, they were going to shut down New York and, like, all the businesses, you know, the private-owned businesses and stuff were going to be shut down. And only thing that was going to be open, you know, was the grocery stores. And then he was like, nah. He was like, I heard they were shutting everything down in New York. And then another news came on and said that they weren't going to shut down New York. That, you know, all the essential workers can still go to work, you know, but the non-essential workers will still be, you know, will still be home. But my thing is what did China do that we're not doing? How did they kick it so fast? Or do we even know when it started in China? You know,
well, see, that's
do
what
we
I
know
that
when
is
it
right
started?
It probably
you know?
Been going on in China for a couple of months. You understand what I'm saying? But they kept saying that it came from America first. This is, and now I believe so because the man that they arrested, he is from Boston. He got arrested at his house in Boston. You understand? But he
for what?
He ran a lab over in Wuhan, and somehow the virus got out through one of the workers and so forth and so on. So, but we won't know the answers to this until somebody write a book. You understand
Pretty
what I'm saying?
Wow.
But they shut down everything. So now that's, and this was my question. Like, y'all say essential workers, but who's considered essential? Now everybody's going to claim that, oh, this is because they don't want to lose money. Money is a common denominator here. Money's the common denominator. So we can't get that twisted. You understand? So you'll have, Target still open. You have, you know, all those stores, Walmart, all of those stores are still open. You understand? So when if the government themselves don't put a cap or some type of limit on how many stores or whatever can be open, we're going to be fighting the same battle from now until.
Right.
And again, I know there's people that need things. Of course, we all need things. We're going to need toilet paper. We're going to need. So what you do is have these stores open a certain day a week. All right? So we're not going to stay open 7 days a week. I don't know if that'll help. I mean, or if that'll work, but it might help. It might help with the social distancing. You understand what I'm saying?
I'm going to tell you.
Like, it's other stuff that can be done.
Even with that, let me tell you. When they first started talking about the COVID-19, they had the lines was ridiculous out the store.
Ooh.
I mean, the price gouging is ridiculous. When I tell
one
of my friends said they went to BJ's or Costco's, a pack of toilet paper, the big pack was like $40.
Yeah, that's crazy.
$40 for a big. Come on now, you know. And mind you,
she has
a house full. She has a house full of six people, so it's not even like she has maybe one or two people. You know, she got like six, seven people in the house and a baby. $40. The lines was out the door. You know, like when I tell you, it was ridiculous. When we went to the store, I'm like, come on. This don't make no kind of sense.
Yeah.
And then they made this thing where they said they were going to allow the seniors to go. They were going to allow the seniors to go in early, right? Okay.
Tomorrow.
How about this?
Well, they supposed tomorrow on Thursday.
Okay. But let me tell you, all of that to me is bogus because we have senior citizens that try to go to Stop and Shop, try and go to Walmart. 7 o'clock in the morning, standing outside trying to get in. And next thing you know, everybody, their mama, their sister, their brother, who is not a senior citizen, is on the line going in the store.
Savages.
Okay, but look at
people really do. They act like savages.
My main job, I work evening hours, so I have to get out early, get up and out early. You know, and I'm an essential worker, so I have to go to work when I do go to work, so... You know what? It's just not going to work because I need to go to the grocery store early in the morning so I can prepare my breakfast, my lunch, and my dinner before I go to work in the evening. And then speaking of essential workers, like I said, there are certain people right now that are getting that extra pay, like the pharmacy tech.
Mm-hmm.
There's a coworker of mine on my full time job that also is a pharmacy tech. He works in, you know, handing out the meds at the pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's getting extra pay, essential worker or extra pay.
They did that at my job
now,
too. They're paying them double time for them to be there. So now, you know, I work at the lab where they're actually studying the shit right now. So,
well, that's
wow.
Like, they're going to have to determine which of the essential workers get that percentage of extra pay. Which of you know, are going to it's a mess. This is a mess that will go down in history as.
But I told them that's they asked me if I wanted to stay. I said no because it's blood money. No, I'll stay home. Thank you. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But again,
mm-hmm.
that doesn't mean my heart don't go out to people that have to be out there.
Of course.
You know what
of
I mean?
Course.
You know,
absolutely.
And
absolutely.
I pray for them as if I pray for myself. It's not more because
about school.
This is
go ahead.
That's a whole other story. It's a
my God.
It's not some plague that God sent. You understand what I'm saying? This is something that man messed up because of people's greed. And this is why I'm angry. I really am mad. And maybe it's good that I'm quarantined because then I stay away from people. I'm not, to where I can lash out at anybody or anything like that. So thank God that the Diva Squad is up and running.
Because
it's health.
That's right.
You know.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, Diva Squad helps.
That's right.
Whoever's on live, y'all dial 845-277-9098, and y'all holler at your girl. So,
press that one button. Press that one button to go on the air.
Yes. And we're here for people to vent and to get
and
your points across and stuff.
Right, like I just put a post up and I said we're talking about the COVID-19 and tell us how it affected you. You know, how was it affecting your life on a day to day basis? you know, yes. let us, you know, let us know, you know, like call in, press the one button, you know. But I definitely, mm-hmm. you know, I would be definitely remiss if I don't mention, you know, my daughter, because, you know, she is actually
Absolutely.
Working at the hospital, and they made mm-hmm. her unit the COVID-19 unit.
Oh,
yeah. So,
yep.
Yeah. Ooh. So with that being yeah. said, I'm praying every single day. When I tell
she
you,
was,
I'm praying more than
there.
I ever
she
prayed
was there
before.
With my godmother.
Yes, she told me. She was like, mm-hmm. Mom, she was a fighter. She fought till the end.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I said, you know what the sad part about it is that for our elderly, you know, people, when you hear about it firsthand, it's like there's limited amount of ventilators that they have, you know.
Right, with the amount
of ventilators that they have, I would not want to have to make a decision who gets the ventilator and who doesn't. You know, and
yeah,
I feel like we have to understand that, you know, it's kind of like playing Russian roulette with your life, because if you're a younger person and you don't have as many sicknesses, you know, as everybody, you know, as some of the older people, the younger people are getting the ventilator first before the older person with a compromised immune system. So we have to be careful, you know. We have to be careful, you know, when we say, okay, well, we're not gonna do the social distancing, because granted, if you have a compromised immune system and you go into the hospital and there's someone that's, let's just say, a younger age who can get the ventilator before you, because there's someone that has to make that decision on who gets it, we have to be careful with that. And to me, I just want people to know that if it comes down to it, I hope and pray that there's somebody out there that's going to fight for you in a hospital, and that's going to say,
mm-hmm.
you know what, this person has a chance. Give them the ventilator. Let's see how they, you know, let's see what they
do.
And I'm sorry. I'm going to say it. People are going to get mad when I say it, but it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And to me,
mm-hmm.
Donald Trump talked about how how people are donating, you know, how they're going to give money to hospitals, right? They're going to give money to
mm-hmm.
hospitals, and people and doctors are making like makeshift ventilators. My thing is why don't these essential workers working in hospital nursing homes, how come they don't have the proper tools that they need to prevent themselves, to protect themselves and to help these people who are dying? I don't know if you guys have watched the videos, but these people are dropped off.
So
their
cool.
family
yes.
can't stay. They're by themselves. A doctor or a nurse is allowing them to video chat their loved ones, because guess what?
That's
like
crazy.
The last phone call you're making when you're up in jail, okay? You
okay,
got to make that last
let's
phone call.
Yes, let's rewind though, Divas. Now, if I feel like I am coming down with a symptom, I have to call somewhere first, and then they're going to give me a couple of sites that are testing for coronavirus. Now, the closest site to me right now is way out in Hempstead or somewhere. Hempstead.
No, they got
one out there.
They haven't been Riverhead
now.
It's but they have not opened up that Riverhead. Oh, so they must have.
No, it's open.
The one
in Riverhead is open. But when I tell you, Diva, not for nothing, when you think about it, the one that they opened up in Riverhead, that's for Riverhead, Greenport, Matatuck, Jamesport,
right.
Aquaball,
the East
South
End.
Hole. That's for the
Southampton.
Hampton. Exactly. That I don't understand how they expect that one location to accommodate everybody.
All of these people. Yeah, that's the fact.
I don't get it. Like I was talking to my mom tonight.
They're hoping people just say, "Oh, well, don't worry about it."
They don't want
people to take it serious.
Let me tell you, ain't nobody going to say don't worry about it, honey. To me, they're not going to say don't worry about it. What they're going to say is, I feel sick, I can't breathe, and I may not have a temperature, but I still deserve to get checked like everybody else.
Absolutely.
I still deserve to get checked like everybody else. So the point I was making is, where is all these ventilators that's supposed to come from all these people donating stuff? I know, like, Peconic Bay just got their N95 mask, and people are getting
mm-hmm.
fitted for it. But I get the mask, but where the ventilators
mm-hmm.
at?
Because
I don't believe their numbers,
people,
first of all.
Go ahead, Diva.
That's Northwell owned. It better be in a... That's
now,
Northwell owned.
I work... Right. That's a whole fact.
Now, I work in a facility or for a couple of facilities that are owned by, there's like 9 facilities that's owned by this one guy. And we don't have the proper essentials on a daily basis, period. You
right,
know, at
right.
least to say I'm doing the evening shift. We don't have enough towels, enough cloths, enough enough stuff on a daily basis as it is. So I know that he's not going to pay the extra for these essential tools like the masks, the N95. I know that he's not going to. He's not going to. He's a cheap.
But that's
he's
a
cheap.
That's a. So, he's a selfish, cheap bastard. I'm sorry.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it has not changed in the 6 years that I've worked for this facility. You know? So,
wow.
It's sad.
It just goes to show you. I read a post, and that post said, watch how your employers treat you during this time, you know, where there's a pandemic going on. Watch how your employers treat you. And, you know, as people, we just got to understand, like, some of these people, they're going to close their business, which is a smart move, you know. Some of these other people are going to try and, you know, string it out for the long run, you know, to be able to see, you know, okay, what can we re-salvage from the situation? You have some people, like, say, the company I work for, a perfect example, we transport people to their dialysis on a daily basis. If these people don't do their dialysis, they're going to die.
They're gonna die.
You know, if they don't get their dialysis. So, you know, part of what we do is we transport them from home to dialysis. And when you have dialysis, your immune system is so much weaker than anybody else.
Oh yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
When you think about it, because you're going to literally to get your dialysis every couple of days. If you don't get that, you're gonna die. So therefore, yes, we are an essential work, you know, we're an essential company where we're needed to transport these people who can't go to their appointments back and forth, you know, these methadone people who need their, you know, who need their injections and, you know, who these people have to get their injections from different companies and stuff. I get it, you know, but it's like at the end of the day, when these people get sick, we need to have a plan B. We need to have a solution.
Yeah.
And I feel like what we do now is we only transport one person at a time, which is smart, you know. This way you're not putting a group of people into a van and taking them to their appointments. But in all reality, there's some people, we're still taking them out their house into a building where someone there can have it and not even know. And I'm just learning that people can be carriers and not even know that they have it, and they can still pass it to somebody else. I didn't even know that.
Well, this is why it's like that. But the thing is, they don't even know how it's being transmitted. You understand what I'm saying? They keep saying, "Oh, it's not airborne. Oh, it lives on
yes,
surface
it is.
For this one.
But
a nurse got on there and was like, "It doesn't like cold either. It says cold or hot. So you know, you have people afraid to drink a glass of cold water because they're thinking of the virus." But she said no. She said it doesn't live in the cold either. So I was like, I stopped listening because I said now it's too many stories going around. It's too many different.
You know why I believe it's, but I believe it's airborne though, and that's just my personal belief because if someone sneezes on you and they have it, okay, you're gonna get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, point blank. Period.
Yep.
If someone coughs without covering their mouth, you're gonna 9 times out of 10, you're gonna get it. So therefore, I feel like that has to be airborne because that's their cough, that's their sneeze, you know, that's coming in contact with you. That's some type of fluid that they may have. So granted, I think that it is airborne. And when they say, oh, okay, well, wipe down this and wash your hands and do this and do that, you're not telling me nothing that I didn't learn as a little girl, you know. So
that I didn't do
anyway,
right?
You can't tell me, but you can't tell me that that's the reason people are getting it. Because I believe it's more than that. I do. I honestly believe that it's more than just that.
Diva, when I get in my car and I need my fresh air, I am afraid to open my window. I put the AC on, close the windows, because I'm afraid to open the windows and just breathe in that fresh air, which we need fresh air. But I'm afraid to open my window. And, you know, when I'm sitting at my desk at my other job, I feel like I need some fresh air. I want to open the window and get some fresh air. I'm afraid to do that.
But you have asthma, right?
It's crazy. I have asthma.
Let me tell you.
I have asthma.
I walked my mom outside
2 weeks ago, she walked from her apartment door to the car and couldn't breathe.
And it's allergy season,
all,
asthma season.
All in the, exactly. All in the
see,
matter.
That's the hard part.
When
yeah,
I tell you all in a matter
now. You
of,
don't know when to distinguish.
Exactly. Like 10, all in a matter of 10 minutes. But I wanted to ask you guys, though, just real quick, what do you guys think about when you test positive, if you don't have a, if your immune system isn't compromised, they send you back home to quarantine. What do you think about
that?
With no medication?
They send you home with nothing.
It has happened.
That's why
yeah, no medication.
Yep.
Yeah, what do you
and you know why a lot of people don't want to go?
Let me tell you what happens because I have encountered seeing this at least 3 times in the past month. 4 times, excuse me. I'm on my way driving somewhere, and there's Suffolk County cop cars, ambulance, and the that box truck, the crime scene or whatever, because, excuse me, and that yellow tape, and the house is labeled condemned because someone died in that house of the coronavirus. And so then the house is taped off, and when someone can get there and clean out this house, you know, with the proper tools and the ventilator and
right.
face masks and the proper, you know, protective whatever.
Right.
It happens. They see people are dying at home. People are dying at home. There are 3 houses on my way to work in the evening that still have the yellow tape and that pink sign, condemn, do not, you know, come. It's crazy.
Do not enter the premises. Yeah. I just,
do
you know,
not,
I just
because...
wanted to know from you guys, like, and from the callers, like, what do they think about that? Like, if you test positive, your immune system is not compromised, and you get to go home and you have to quarantine for 14 days, are they giving them a test after the 14 days to make sure they don't have it? Or
right.
pretty much
so
after the
14
days?
Nobody called
like,
me back.
Nobody
called
me back. I'm just curious.
Nope.
I'm curious
nobody
about it because I want to know, you know, because there's
they
people who are home
me.
Quarantined, but then after the 14 days, then are you? We're just assuming that you're fine at that point, or did you
and
go get
you
another
immune?
Test to make sure that you don't have it? That's why I'm confused
immune?
About that. So I was
right.
hoping, you know, you guys would be
that's
able
why
to
I said
me.
I, there's not enough answers for me out here. It's not,
right,
it's not
right,
I need
right,
some
right.
answers. You understand? Yeah. Because somebody should really be held liable for this. Y'all all right? Y'all done arrested a man that allegedly made this virus up. Now we need answers now. Now and
I heard
y'all had warning. Y'all had warning, and y'all failed to do anything about it because you brush it off as a hoax, or because oh you thinking
yeah.
Democrats are coming?
You.
Come on, it's crazy.
I was going to ask you what you know what fallacies or what other excuses or what you heard how it started heard. There was a bat in China, a bat that had this disease. And someone ate
that was
the
a
bat.
Lie.
Contract
I don't know.
The disease.
I don't,
died from, but
I don't know. You know, honestly, I think that, forgive me when I say it, I think that a lot of, when they experiment on a lot of other diseases as well, and it gets out of hand, you know, I feel like, it was an experiment that went bad, is what I think. You know,
right.
just like I
exactly.
said, just my opinion, you know, I'm not no doctor, I'm not no nurse, I'm none of that, you know, I'm just, you know, giving my opinion. I think that it was an experiment that went bad and got out of control, is what I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that now it's out of control, it's out of hand, and people don't know what to do now, is what I think. So they figure, okay, let's close down stuff, you know, let's make sure we say the social distancing, you know, or you'll be fine. Let's do that stuff. But I feel like at the end of the day, it's like we don't really know, we'll never know where it started. There's so many questions that I know I have and that everyone has, you know, that we're not really going to get answers for because no one's really going to say it was an experiment that got out of hand. You know, they're not going to tell you, they're not going to tell us that. Only thing they're going to say is you got people saying, and forgive me when I say it, you got people saying God's mad. You know, and God wants his children and God's trying to make sure that everything is done in decency and in order, you know. And then you got other people. God only takes certain people, you know, God takes the people he want to take. I mean, this is just stuff that I'm hearing, okay, where it's like I had even had somebody else say, oh, well, you know, it's in the Bible, you know, like this is in the Bible, you know, and they were pulling out scriptures and stuff to me, telling me about it, you know. And then on the other hand, it's like people are getting it all over the world. It didn't just start in New York. It started someplace else and it came here. So therefore, it's like, okay, we'll never know where it started and how we got it. But now it's like people have it. People are dying from it. And then you have our president that's saying, oh, well, you know, 100,000 people, I guess it's not that bad if 100,000 people die, you know, where you got 1,000 people dying in a day all around the world, you know, but it's okay. You know, in New York alone, we had 1,000 deaths in New York alone just the other day. And that was reported. And that was one day that was reported. So I'm just a little baffled by it. And, you know, I try to just, you know, you see on Facebook, I don't really post much about it because I don't want to be one of those people that's posting up stuff that don't know what they're talking about, you know. So I just, you know, I post what I know. I post how I feel, you know. I give my opinion. And that's really all I can do, you know. And I just sit and I just pray about it that everything, you know, will come to a halt soon enough, you know, and things will go back to what we know is the norm, you know.
But I'm still cooking my Easter dinner this Sunday. we have the church online. We've even done communion online. You know, this is a good time that we're
How do you do communion online?
You know what?
Because whatever you have available as far as crackers, juice, or whatever. And the passage is pretty over that. You take it.
The same thing we do in church on Communion Sunday is the same thing we did online, except for it was in our houses. You know,
it's just in the house.
We have the same thing.
Easter Sunday, Easter church service on Sunday also at 10 o'clock. I'll probably do a watch party. So if y'all want to look in on ours, I'll know our church is doing it or whatever. So,
but let me tell you, I enjoy it. I enjoy it because shout out to Ashira because she's my hairdresser, but she goes to this church, Holy Trinity Church, that's in Amityville, and their church service starts at 10.
Okay.
And when I tell you, every single Sunday that they have been online, that she does the watch party, I've been on there. I've been on it with her, you know. And she don't even know I'm there half the time because I don't really say nothing. But when I tell you, like, I truly enjoy myself. Like, as I'm riding out to Riverhead to my mom's house, you know, I put it
Donnie
on. That's my 10 o'clock. Oh, and I did Donnie McClurkin's church a couple weeks ago, too.
I love them.
I haven't tried his yet, but I want to try his church.
I love it.
And you ladies, and definitely when this pandemic is over, we are all going to go to his live Church Without Walls in the summer.
Yeah, that would be nice. You know, I know we kept saying we were going to go, but we haven't. But definitely want to do that.
Yeah.
You know, in my church, we have we have an intern pastor right now, Reverend Calvin Gibson. We have him, and he's been doing it live on Facebook also. So I do Holy Trinity at 10, and then I do my church at 11, you know.
Awesome.
But I can definitely say, you know, I need that. You know, it's like people say, oh, you know, you come to church on Sunday, and, you know, it's like I need it, and it's like a double dose, you know, to help me, you know, start the week on Monday. You know, so I definitely, you know, it is. Like, that's a necessity for me,
yeah,
I feel.
That's a fact.
You know.
Well, I have
that's important.
Multiple, I do multiple, we do, I do a women's step group and, you know, different things, and we use Zoom for those. So, you know, that helps, you know what I mean? So, like, with meetings and all of that stuff, we use Zoom. That way we can see each other, too. So, you know. It's just, it's a wonderful thing. And hopefully we can get Zoom popping, too, for the show, but with can share it on Facebook. I gotta find out how to do that because you could do it. We can do Zoom that way. We could all see each other and then just share it through Facebook. So I don't know how to do it, but I can find out. So
I'll find out.
Money, you listening? Look, look, and Rich, money, you listening?
I hope Rich is listening.
Rich,
but,
money, if
you know,
listening,
so, you know,
that's a task.
Either way, I know it's okay. He could,
but
you
know,
do
it
whatever.
All works. You know, it all works.
I mean,
and
my traditional method is working too. I ain't saying that.
But if we can expand and do something more,
yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
You know,
if we can expand
and do something more, that will be great, you know, as well.
Yeah.
Also, before we, because of course, you know, our time goes so fast all the time.
It really
you know, it's
does.
About
it
eight.
Really
50, it's about 8:50 now. But I definitely want to say, you know, shout out to all the people making the masks, you know,
absolutely.
Making good masks, you know, for everyone to have. That's good, you know,
yep.
as well. But I also want
yep.
to point out the fact that these people got these dirty old latex gloves on, touching the
Ooh.
Money and touching everything else. I want to talk about
Ooh.
That real
yeah.
fast before we, you know, get off the
yeah.
air. You know,
yeah.
I definitely
They'll
want
do
to
better.
Definitely
yeah, I get
talk
it.
About that, you know, like knowledge is power, you know, and we have to know as people that we have to make sure that the same gloves that you put on and you get out your car and you go to the store and then you see like the cashiers and stuff like that, but they got on gloves. I don't want to go to a fast food restaurant and you got on gloves and you touching my money, then you touching my food. I have a problem with that, you know.
That's not working
for me, because when you think about it, even before people started putting on gloves and stuff like that, you got to be careful, because you taking everything, all that residue and germs that's on your gloves, and now you touching people's stuff.
Yeah.
To me, you could take the gloves
yep.
off of me, because that right there,
yeah.
all that, I can't deal with. So we have to be smart when it comes down to these gloves, people. And you got to make sure that if you're handling money and you're handling food, you can't have the same gloves on, you know, that
That's
you're
right.
doing. And these stores
Absolutely.
Need to get more
Absolutely.
Purell when you walk into these stores. They should be Purell in the store.
Right.
I got it on my
right.
key ring, but that's not the point.
Every mind
you know.
But every entrance should have hand sanitizing machines up.
Mm-hmm.
Every entrance.
They should.
And they, like you said, they do
mm-hmm.
better. You'll do better with the hand sanitizer than you would the gloves. Because, like you said,
right.
but now you got the gloves on, and you're touching everything, and then you still touching, you touching each person's money. You touch, you know what I mean? And not everybody comes in the store with gloves
it's
on.
So
but
silly.
They look
it's,
so
it,
silly.
Yeah. People drive
so
their cars
they do
with
better
their gloves
with
and masks things.
On.
Yeah, they're driving you know, so
their
I definitely
cars
wanted
with their
to...
gloves.
You know, I wanted
yeah,
I wanted to point that out and mention it tonight, just, you know, because it's nationwide and people, education
mm-hmm.
101, you need to change them gloves, for real. You need to change them gloves
up,
and stop keeping
them up,
gloves
yeah.
on. Yeah, you got to switch
no,
them gloves
real.
Up, and it's a proper way
you can't have
to keep
one
them gloves off.
I put a couple
you know,
more
there's
on
a proper
a
way, it, but
yeah.
see, there's a proper way to put them gloves on, it's a proper way to take them
mm.
off. Education 101,
and
people, you need to pay attention to that, because you're spreading more germs than anybody else at this point, the way you're contaminating stuff as you touch it with these dirty gloves that you got on 24/7.
Use the same gloves, right?
Right.
When you get out your car with them, you go in the store, you take them gloves off before you leave that store. Take them off.
Like,
put them in the garbage before you even leave the store.
People
are getting fined. People are getting fined for dropping
and they
their,
should.
Their gloves down.
They
and,
should.
Yes,
they
as,
should.
Now you're littering.
They should. But you
and
know what?
Bad enough,
but
it's bad
about,
enough. Yeah.
Go ahead, Ray Queen.
It's bad enough that when the EMTs and, you know, all they come to their site where they need to take care of somebody, they leave all their mess there. It's even messier now because people are dropping their gloves, dropping their mess. Dropping their gloves. I see gloves all over the place on the ground inside of
Me
facilities.
Too.
I'm like, what the what?
Ugh. Right. So
yeah.
So you're being careful enough to put the gloves on, but you're not careful enough to throw them in the garbage. I'm confused.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
confused.
So what are you really trying to prove here? You know, I wanted to curse
eat.
At that moment, but like, what are you really trying to prove?
But and you want to pay and you want to pay people. But you want to pay people minimum wage to make sure that the stores are stocked, that you got carts you know, you got shopping carts to use, and now you want those same people getting minimum wage to go outside and pick up all your garbage out there? That don't make sense.
Yeah, or contamination.
I'm not happy.
Yeah.
I'm confused.
Yeah.
And when I tell you, and I watched the guy push the carts the other day and then bend down and pick up the garbage that was on the ground with the same gloves he had on.
Ooh.
Listen, I've seen a guy
The guy had Uber Eats. He was an Uber Eats driver. He pulled up to the coffee place where I was at. He already had the mask and gloves on when he got out of his car. So he was touching his keys, touching his face, touching his whatever was in his car. Got out, did not put on a new pair of gloves. He drove up with these gloves. He walked into the facility, grabbed the food, went back in his car, was touching his face, touching
grab
his food
door.
Bag, and then go, yes, what the what?
Oh. That's why I don't order Uber Eats or no DoorDash or nothing. I'd rather get in my car and go pick it up myself.
I'm
not cooking at home. I'd rather pick myself
up. They gotta be smarter with these gloves, I'm telling you. And the mask is not gonna work if it's hanging around your neck. Okay? You know? If you put the mask around your neck or put up on your forehead, it's not gonna protect you. You know, you got to be smarter.
Yeah.
You're crazy with the mask around your neck and the mask sitting
on
your forehead.
Some of this stuff don't take rocket science. So, come on.
I hate to, I dislike that I have to interrupt us. However, time is of the essence. We just flew by. We weren't even supposed to talk about this the whole time, but welcome back.
We were not.
Yes, we were not. But anyway, time is of the essence, and we've come to that point in our show where we're going to go around the circle and give our final thoughts on tonight's show before we end. And I'm not going to go first. So, I'd like to go like second or something.
I'll go first. All right, Dons and Divas. This is your girl Storm, of course. You know, and I'm definitely just saying, you know, with everything that's going on, we were not supposed to talk about the COVID-19 for the whole show, but we did, you know. But that's the beauty of having, you know, your own show, is we could talk about whatever we want to talk about. But next week, Wednesday, we are not going to talk about the COVID-19 the whole entire show, you know. You know, we definitely had some topics. It was our show coming back into the building, and we're very excited. You know, happy to be here and happy to be able to be on this platform. Shout out to God and Rich Money for making this happen for us. You know, we definitely appreciate it. You know, we're definitely excited to be able to be here and spread the word and give awareness and, you know, give our shout outs and promote, you know, the things we need to promote. But with all that being said, it was a great show. You know, please make sure you wash your hands. Please make sure you change those dirty gloves. And please make sure you put your mask on your face, covering your mouth and your
put
nose,
them in
and
a
on your forehead or your neck. Okay, so make sure you do that. You know, and keep in mind, you know, of course, I'm gonna say it. Keep in mind, people, that when you have your own store and you're raising these prices, don't you worry. Someone's gonna report you and you're gonna get in trouble because we're in a pandemic. These people are on low income, because that's what I'm going to call it at this point. It's not no income, it's low income. Because even with you getting $1,000 a week, at the end of the day, guess what? You're still going to need stuff. And you're still going to, your bills are probably going to exceed the amount of money that you're getting. And for the people that's working, you still got to put your gas in your car. You still got to eat. You still got to be able to get to work back and forth. You know, it's a struggle out here, people. And people don't say, you know, it's a recession, but really it is. You know, this right here is teaching you how to tighten up and buckle up and do what you need to do. And at the end of the day, we just got to make sure that, you know, we're moving smart. We're thinking smart.
Right.
And we're doing things that's going to keep us safe as well as the people around us. Because it's not just about you. Because it's the person that's in your house, they don't have to have it. But you can encounter one person that got it, and next thing you know, you might have it because whatever the
case is,
they cough and touch, whatever, you know, and then you're infecting everybody else. So we just have to make sure that we don't believe everything that we hear, but we move smart and we do what we need to do.
Right.
You know, and we continue to pray for these answers, you know, because we have questions with no answers. And we pray that, you know, you guys are listening to us on the Diva Squad, which is great. But press that one button and share something with us that can enlighten us and that can help us as on a day-to-day basis. You know, we're here on a week-to-week. Every Wednesday we'll be in the building, 8 o'clock. You know, we're definitely going to be here. you know, rain, sleet, snow, coronavirus, we're still going to be in the building. And we just got to make sure.
In
know,
the
we got to make sure that we do what we got to do. Exactly.
We in the building without being in the building.
You know,
yeah.
Like I said, all that is my final thought. And with that being said, guys, just have a blessed and safe weekend. And Storm is signing off, passing the mic to whichever diva want to go next.
Amen, amen. Ray Queen is in the building. Yes. Storm says up in the nutshell. Yes. So really quick, giving the honor to God, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and our CEO and our executive, Rich Money and Miss Storm, the whole GQ Palace family, my diva sisters, Miss Storm and Miss Novetta. Yes, I love y'all, and welcome back.
Love you, too.
And I'm passing on the mic.
It's on you. So what you want to do?
So what you going to
do? What you going to do?
That's right.
Yes. So, yes.
Yes, I want to thank God too for bringing us back. It filled me up with joy to know that we was gonna be up and running. You know what I mean? So get us back.
But I just want to make one quick point also to people that a lot of people have been missed. That a lot of people you haven't really heard anybody talk about it. But it's your oral hygiene. Oral hygiene is more important than actually washing your hands, because a lot of stuff goes in our mouth. We're not really conscious of the stuff that's going in. So make sure when you brush, you use baking soda peroxide. It might be a little nasty, funny tasting, but use that stuff and keep the mouth clean as well. So a lot of people getting those masks, folks, is not a mask. It's not a mask to cover up your breath.
Do that. Wash your butt. Wash your butt.
Oral hygiene is just as important as washing your hands. So, you know, and a lot of this stuff that we need to do is not rocket science. Like I said, if we were brought out that way, we already know you coming out the side, you can wash your hands. You've been, you know, that just common stuff. You know what I mean? But I'd like to offer my condolences to everybody who's lost somebody because of this COVID-19.
Yes.
My heart goes out to the families and for those that are still fighting and stuff, and for those who are not affected, please stay safe. I want to say happy resurrection to everybody out there. Happy Easter for those who don't know what the resurrection is. You know, happy
Easter.
Look it
up. Look it up.
And yeah, listen, get a little bit of that word in you. Trust me, the word's gonna manifest. Don't take my word for it. You read it and you'll see it. So, you know, happy Easter to everybody. Still gonna make my kids some Easter baskets and everything. Hopefully, I can, you know, we'll have some time to get out to a store that's not crowded. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, we all just have to remain safe and remain clean. You got to just be clean, you know, be smart. Don't be littering and all of that stuff. But again, welcome back, folks. And we hopefully next Wednesday y'all will be on with us. The number is 845-277-9098 at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Y'all join us, divas. And like Storm said, we'll be talking about something different next week.
Yeah.
But on that note, shout out to Rich Money and... we still want answers. And I'm chucking up the juices.
Rich Money, before you play the song, Divas, just listen. Itita on Facebook is selling Easter baskets. Itita on Facebook. Itita Williams on Facebook. Easter baskets, $15.
Yeah.
Check out. They're nice. We got some.
What is it again? I'm sorry.
Itita.
You said Itita
Williams on Facebook. She's selling, you know, it's our cousin, you know. She's selling Easter baskets, $15, boys, girls, you know, hit her up on Facebook. She got those baskets and they're nice.
Okay.
That's it.
So anybody looking for Easter baskets? Itita Williams.
Two chains.
Last down on the sun like-
like I'm used to. Waiting to make it home like I'm used to. Waiting to make it home like I got used to. Waiting to make it home.
Fell in love with a real one, that's a dedication.
Wow.
Had him patiently waiting for a revelation. Even when I ain't around, ain't no separation. Your skin smooth, your eyes brown, and you're far from basic. Then we go to different places with no suitcases. But when we come back, we got suitcases. Right now, I use love for a medication. Back in the day, I shoot Cupid with no hesitation. I got more than 40 acres for my reparation. See, my navigation, that my destination. Please don't ever tell on me, baby.
Never tell.
That mean don't call 12 on me,
don't
baby.
Call 12.
As long as the meal prepared for me, baby.
Prepare.
The meals I prepare, I share with you, baby.
Yeah.
Of course they gon' like it. Look at it. Everybody ain't happy that look happy.
Stop down on the dime like I'm used to. Playing to make it home like I'm used to. Playing to make it home, I got used to it. Playing to make it home like I'm used to. Stop down on the dime like I'm used to. Playing to make it home.
Don't we ride four deep, roll so far, we on E, she on E, she on me. Let's try that way, okay. Shawty came in, walking like a model, shaped like a bottle. She know if she mess with me, it's gonna be trouble. I'ma bust that bubble, I'ma always love her. Mess up all the covers,
yeah.
Want me break it down like a folding chair. See me in a chain reactions, I got 40 pair. Sorry I ain't answer the phone, I was slapping you. Last night ain't else, I was pulling hell. Y'all know me, so low key. All this ice on, I got cold feet. My shorty bad, she a trophy. She like to lay on me and call me cozy. Yeah.
Stop down on the dime like I'm used to it. Rain and make it home like I'm used to it. Rain and make it home, I got used to it. Rain and make it home like I'm used to it.
Alright.
Stop down on the dime like I'm used to it.
Yeah.